Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brandon Culpepper, who's with Mohawk Home, the Vice President of Specialty Sales. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
I guess you're recovering because you've just been at the High Point show. High Point started Saturday and runs through today. For those people who don't realize what this show is, roughly 75,000 people, the people who put the show on, tout it as the largest home furnishing show, they say, in the world. That's a big boast. But anyway, it's a big show, isn't it?
It is a big show. It's centered, of course, where the furniture manufacturing traditionally got started, and this trade show was an offshoot of all of that, so it's got a long history.
But, 75,000 people come to the show.
That's right. It feels that way. Yeah. You know, the hotels are certainly filled up. Parking, it can be a challenge at times, and you have a lot of people flowing into a relatively small town, so it is pretty crowded.
All right. So the reason this is interesting, obviously rugs go into this market, but it also, home furnishings, some people would say, kind of run parallel with floor covering. They're both an interior finish. So most of this is case goods, furniture, upholstered furniture, rugs. And obviously you're in charge of two major brands, probably the best long-term known brand, Karastan. But before we get into that part of it, what was the tone at the show? Are people feeling like, I mean, you know, this is an election year. Are people feeling upbeat? Are they lethargic? Are they downbeat? What's the feeling?
I would call them determined. Yeah. I think you're right. It is a very strange year at retail. We've seen lots of ups and downs in 2016. Right now, I think the retailer is very determined to continue with his or her business and to push through what is a little bit of an uncertain environment right now. Mm-hmm. But we had good appointments. We had good attendance. Overall, it was a good show, much better than last year, which we were a little bit surprised to see as far as the order writing went. So in all, it was a really, really good show. I wouldn't call people jubilant or overly excited, but I do feel a real determination in them to push through this and to look for growth in 2017, which everybody agrees should be a pretty good year.
You know, we just got Dixie's results yesterday, and, you know, they announced the third quarter that their carpet sales are down 6%. So, you know, that was a little bit of a downer coming into what's the read in the marketplace right now. So,
so
a lot of these retailers are hopeful, but this hadn't been a great year. Is that accurate?
That's right. I think that, like we see it in our business, the carpet side of Mohawk is more tied to home building and housing starts and things like that. Mm-hmm. We're more tied to consumer spending in rugs, because it's something that you see to beautify your home that you take home almost more on an impulse level than you do a planned purchase, like something attached to a construction project. So, you know, there's a little bit of a deviation between how we look at the economy and how our brethren on the carpet side look at it. And so that's really what we're looking at. So if consumer spending is stable or looking to improve, and I think there's been some things said about how the holiday season looks to be decent once the election is over, that really helps us out a lot. So it is a bit different from our perspective than the carpet perspective.
Now, you know, rugs are an accessory item, as you were saying, and there's been, we've covered this before, there's been a little bit through this recession, there's been Karastan being that woven wool product that's heirloom, and, you know, you can buy Karastans, $3,000 to go in your dining room, and yet the average price for what most rugs are selling now has gone down to around $250 for 5x8, right?
Right, and we feel that. Our product assortment reflects that. We now sell more non-wool rugs than wool rugs at Karastan.
Yeah.
And that is a real step change for our business, obviously. But we're using Smart Strand fiber. Smart Strand silk is a huge fiber for us right now, as is Everstrand, which, of course, is recycled bottles, post-consumer. And so that is an exciting story to tell, along with the Made in America story. And it's something that we're able to work into our high-end Karastan brand. And our customers and the consumer, they like that. They don't feel any negative about it not being wool. So that's something that's really working out in the market. And it is a little bit more affordable price point.
And also, I mean, you've relaunched or invigorated your American Rug Craftsman brand as well. So that's where you kind of catch that lower price point, isn't it?
And that's exactly right. We position American Rug Craftsman in the market to almost be like Toyota to Karastan's Lexus.
Right.
And so it's something that is right in the heart of the market, and it's something that is very stylish but also very affordable. So those two work well together. to maximize a rug business for our customers.
Now, at High Point, who comes to that show? I mean, I know your role is you're in charge of specialty sales, which is that furniture piece, you know, those furniture stores. So,
right.
So you don't get the, you know, the Walmarts aren't coming. It's not the big discount chains. This is more of those furniture store type people, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great cross-section of retailers that aren't national in scope, but you also do see larger furniture retailers there. You see people like Rooms to Go, Aaron Rents, Living Spaces, Badcock, et cetera. And then you also see mom-and-pop dealers that have one store locally, and they come and they're just as aggressive about shopping that show as anybody else is. So you're right. We don't see the Walmarts of the world, but we do see leading furniture retailers and also smaller retailers.
Well, let me ask you, because most of us have been in a furniture store, and you know, you see these vignettes. You know, you go in, and I'm sure these showrooms are the same way. So I know you have a showroom, you know, which people come there to buy. But don't you also spread your rugs all throughout a lot of these other locations?
We do. In fact, with the way marketing is now and technology, we can put rugs in a furniture manufacturer showroom with a, you know, like a text to this number to get information about that rug, and
yeah,
that'll pop right up on their mobile device to tell them exactly what it is, what the price is, and how to order it right there. So in effect, you kind of use all of that space. It's not even really our showroom to try to drive business, and everybody's getting in on that.
You would think that with the long-standing brand recognition of Karastan that you'd get a lot of furniture companies that want to have your rugs there in their showroom, right?
They like that. We've proven that the Karastan brand drives more rug sales, even in general. When people bring in Karastan, they'll have people come through the door looking for Karastan. They may not sell them a Karastan, but they come looking for it.
Yeah.
And it's really the only brand out there in rugs that motivates consumer behavior.
Yeah. Now, some of the things they do at this show, they launched the Colors of Spring 2017. It just kind of creates some hype around fashion, right?
Absolutely. And the cycle is quicker and quicker and quicker. Mm-hmm. And it's more and more trend related. So you see colors break into the upholstery and rug market almost at the same time as breaking into ready to wear, which is, you know, normally you'd see what was going on in Paris or Milan on the runway make its way into home furnishings a cycle or two or three later. Now it's almost happening all at the same time, and a lot of that's driven by the fact that we're so connected electronically to one another, and so fashion moves quickly, and we have to adjust to that. And that's one of the things we really try to trumpet about being made in America, is we can, the speed to market that helps us hit those colors, because rug, you know, colors is what sells rugs. That's flat out the fundamental thing about what drives success in rugs. It's all about color.
All right, one last quick conversation, because I know you play both sides of this. This whole conversation around brick and mortar versus e-commerce. I mean, I got to think they come to High Point. These people have furniture stores. They've got brick and mortar. They got huge investments. So,
right.
I'm sure there's a lot of conferences and debate around how do you keep consumers from coming into my store, taking a look around, and then going home and buying it on the internet, direct and shipped to the front porch.
Well, I think that the answer is to be omni-channel, and what that means is to have a presence in brick and mortar, to also have a presence online.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful things we're seeing happen right now is the concept of click and collect, where people will actually, they see something online, then come to your store to get it. People still value, particularly when you get up in price point, actually touching and feeling and seeing and experiencing the product in a physical space. And so, but they start the shopping process electronically. So if you can check those boxes together, I think you can win. I know that the big internet retailers that are just purely e-commerce, they're all struggling to find a way to have immediacy and a physical presence to the consumer right now. Even the big guys, I won't name any names, but the bigger internet retailers, they're trying to find a way to do that. So a furniture store, a carpet store, they can win if they can just get the word out about what they're doing online.
Yeah.
Because people do want to come to your store to experience it.
Well, the big one is Wayfair. I mean, obviously, we
right.
just did our top 100, and they're
right.
huge, 120 million, we think. All right, well, Brandon, about to run out of time. It's great to spend time with you. Thanks again so much for giving us a read on the market. So, again, been talking to Brandon Culpepper, Vice President of Specialty Sales with Mohawk Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.